It's just an article about my grandpa, and that this columnist happened to be in my grandpa's store at this time. And it says in pen and ink, this is a white girl that is married to a colored guy, has one baby, and going to have another. And the column goes on to mention that this columnist happened to be in the store at the time and overheard this girl telling my grandfather that she was hungry. She hadn't eaten in 2 days. She had a hungry child at home. And the columnist went over to my grandfather and said, you know, I apologize for, I wasn't trying to eavesdrop, but I have big ears because I'm a writer, columnist, however he explained himself. And he thought it was cool how my grandfather listened to this girl, and he could tell, in fact, he even says in so many words, he could see the compassion and love or comparing words to that effect in my grandfather's face, listening to this girl's story. It says right here, he says, the children and I, so this guy must have been there with his kids, the children and I walked home, but I kept thinking about the girl and the look on Joe's face. Joe was my grandpa. And he went back to the store to ask my grandpa permission to write this column and use his name in the store. And my grandpa, of course, says, you know, go ahead. And also followed up with, you know, it's too bad that the world is like this, that there are hungry people out there and people in need, and we need to help each other, you know. And the ending of the story says that the girl walked out with some groceries. It brings back a lot of good memories for me from the store and my grandpa.